today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Each day, we encounter people of different nationalities, cultures, and from many different walks of life. We interact with them in many diverse ways. Some we actually become more intimate with to the point of calling them friends. Others we may not be so close to, but we talk with them often. Have you ever met people that you feel a connection with? Have you ever met individuals that you felt you could mentor? Our life in Christ should draw people. Each day, whether you believe it or not, there is someone who crosses your path that you are supposed to mentor. We are one body, many members, with the same overall mission of being a witness for the kingdom of God. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are His mentees for the good of others. You have so many life experiences that others could learn from as a result of you sharing and mentoring them. They would learn from our errors. Mentorship is key to reaching people and expanding the gospel of Jesus Christ. When Jesus walked the earth, He sought out 12 to mentor. In Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 16, it is written, "Now it came to pass in those days that He went out to the mountain to pray, and He continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, He called His disciples to Himself, and from them He chose 12, whom He also named apostles: Simon, whom He also named Peter, Andrew, His brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot, Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor." Notice, when He called His disciples to Him, He chose 12 out of those He had called. These were 12 ordinary men. Nothing special about them stood out at the beginning. Will you look at those around you or those you surround yourself with and determine who you can mentor? Will you take the time today to pause and assess what experiences you could share with them to add value to their lives? Just as each member of the body functions properly, working together toward the same goal of getting you from point A to point B, we as members of the body of Christ should do the same. Mentoring requires you to share your story. It's the greatest story that has ever been told. It is the story that people need to hear. It is witnessing. Let's share our story with someone today. Remember the law of buy-in. People buy into the person, then the vision. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.